Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell even your mortal enemy about this. Everybody needs to get involved. Show where everybody needs to get behind it. This is important. This is for all. Good day, people. My name is DJ Butterfly Feces here. I'm the one and only, and you are listening to Cocooning from the Microphone. It is 9 o'clock on the dot. Please, don't just listen. Talk. Get involved with the cause. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, let's say a little bit about myself. I've been telling you this a lot, but really, I think my origin story is important. I was a guy from McKinleyville, California. I spent my whole life there. Now, I had basically, I was the guy who just coasted through life. I just went by doing the bare minimum. Nothing too big, nothing too, I didn't make any big waves. I was an ordinary average guy. I was going through, I was just, I don't know, drifting, I guess. I never really tried to do something big and epic. And you know what I mean. I never decided to reach for that brass ring. I didn't do it. What can I say? I didn't think I needed to. I never thought that I really needed it that much. But the truth is, I needed this. I needed it more than words can say. All right. I was coasting. I did the bare minimum in life. I was just getting by. Now, let me say something. Now, I did everything there was to do in McKinleyville. If there's anything I was good at, anything I did, anything special, it was everything. You can do anything in McKinleyville. McKinleyville has got it all going on. I've been all over with Comedy Organic, okay. We've been all over, you know, picking up garbage, helping the homeless, doing whatever. I've been to all these places, but I still say that McKinleyville holds a special kind of magic. Honestly. And really, I had done everything. I mean, you can do everything there you can think of in McKinleyville. You can do it all. Now, really, I mean, McKinleyville, well, horses have the right of way. Home of the world's tallest totem pole. We got everything there. I rode a horseback. I hiked. I skateboarded, rode a scooter. It's in Northern California, so it snows there, too. I mean, it snows. I skied, I sledded, I snowboarded, I tobogganed. I did it all. I didn't really think much about the future, you know. I was a C average student my whole life. I didn't really try to apply myself to be super hard and really good, whatever. I thought whatever's going to happen in life happens. I'll just do the bare minimum. It's fine as long as I can just sit back and smell the roses. Now, the truth is, I was really, really, I don't know, I guess I was just getting by. Finally, I graduated high school. Time to enter the real world. I thought, okay, I'll take any job, whatever, to make the bread and butter. But the truth was, there weren't any jobs available. You have to understand, I was going to move out too, but also I didn't because in McKinleyville, there weren't a lot of jobs or places. It's such a nice place where we got everything here to the point that no one wants to leave. Everybody's working. Wasn't a lot of demand. Dang. There I was without means. I stayed with my parents longer than I should have. It's not such a bad thing still living with your parents anymore because the world is so bad right now. Most people who aren't are on the street. Things are bad. Real bad. I basically did something. I basically got my own blog talk internet radio show going. I learned how to basically set the show up and perform. I didn't learn how to listen. I asked my friends to listen to me on the air, but I don't think any of them ever did. Not just because they weren't on something. They didn't know how. It's not like a regular radio where you can just turn it on, whatever, in your car or by your bed or whatever. You know, I mean, really, there was basically, I don't know how to listen to Blog Talk Radio. Anywho, what happened was, there I was, basically, I basically got the free trial membership, and I did it as long as they let me until it ran out and they wanted me to start paying for it. What's the point? No one's going to listen. No one's going to hear. Back then, I was just a guy ranting and raving. I wasn't a DJ like spinning records. I was the guy who was on the radio saying, what's wrong with the world today? We could do things better. If when it came to radio, I was always more impressed by the guys that talked about things that were worth talking about. Not the people who just spun records. Anywho, around the holidays, my parents have been living there long enough. I like to say that I had my own one-bedroom apartment in my parents' place. That's what I like to call it. But I couldn't even call that because I wasn't paying rent. How was I going to make money? It was at the holidays, and my father said he wanted me out. He said it's bad enough he has to live with my mother. He didn't want somebody else living there that he couldn't stand. My parents stayed together because they always kind of were just so comfortable in themselves. They didn't have the energy to be by themselves or to even try and get a relationship with anybody else. And my father let me stay as long as he did because I was his son and he loved me. But I know mostly it's because if I left, you have to talk to Mom. And he didn't want to do that. He didn't. Anywho, there I was, basically out. It was time for me to go. So I left with the clothes on my back, and I had a backpack that was even half full. I couldn't even bring that much with it. It took me, and I walked out of the house. Now, let me tell you something. It is scary at first, like when you first, you know, when you've first been kicked out of your place and you got no place else to go. You're not like, I'm not like one of the homeless, you know. I'm not homeless, you know. You say that. You think that. You know, it doesn't quite sink in. I think maybe we'll work things out. We'll patch things up. I'll move back in. They're not really going to throw me out here on the street, are they? I mean, come on. What to do? I don't know. I was scared. I was without means here, you know. I was really terrified. I really was. I was thinking a lot about what I was going to do with my life. I was thinking long and hard about what was I going to do next. Where was I going to go? Was I going to wind up one more person on the street? You know how many dang people are on the street? The number is getting higher every day, and we're not doing enough to really stop this problem. You know? As I walked, I hiked up Hammond Trail, a pass by. Now, I had basically been all throughout McKinleyville. I told you before, I'd seen everything, but somehow it was different tonight because it was late at night and I realized I had no place else to go. I was on the streets now. I even passed by the waterfall we have on our Nine Rivers Creek Trail. I tell you what, I happened to basically pass by the camping site. And there's a site where people can picnic, they can barbecue and whatever. I passed by and there was a whole bunch of people there. A lot of people. I decided to go talk to them. I thought I knew everybody in town. But maybe I don't. Maybe I did not. Were these new people? Vagrants, what was the story with them? The truth was, I was pretty much not sure what I was going to say. But I tried to say hello to them, whatever, and there one of them introduced himself to me. His name was Comedy Organic OK. At least that's what he called himself. That's what he told me. Not only that, he told me that basically they were all there for a purpose. They were going around all over, he told me, picking garbage up off the street and helping the homeless. I said, I'm homeless.
He said, you don't look that dirty.
I told him the whole story. I told him about my days in McKinley, how me and my parents had a falling out, whatever, and whatever. Can you help me find a place? He invited me a place with him. He told me,
you're going to travel with us. You come around the world with us. We're going to go around. We're going to pick up trash. We're going to clean up whatever. A WDJ Butterfly Feces.
I didn't get the point. I didn't like the name, whatever. I said, can I pick my own name? I said, no, dude. The kind of people that make up their own names, kind of people with no friends, dude. Okay? Okay, you DJ Butterfly Feces. Let me explain something to you. Now, everyone knows about how the caterpillar goes to cocoon to toil and work and emerge as a beautiful butterfly. But you see, a lot of people don't know. All mammals, insects, whatever, animals of some kind, they all leave droppings behind. So does the butterfly. The butterfly. He leaves his droppings. And that's like fertilizer. It emerges. When the butterfly leaves droppings, it emerges. It leaves droppings. Fertilizer to nurture the plants or whatever. That's what you are. That's you, DJ Butterfly Feces. I didn't like the name. I mean, I got what he was going for, but I did not like it. But I knew better than to argue. I'm not going to argue. And lo and behold, I was with them, they told me. I'm with them. I'm with them. I'm with them. We sat talking the whole night. Before I knew it, the next morning, we got on a plane, and we flew all the way. For New Year's Eve and for New Year's, we were in Vicenza, Italy. Now, Italy celebrates New Year's very similar to what we do in the States, but the food, the culture, the whatever was so much more interesting than anything in the U.S. I was glad to be there. We've been going from place to place, whatever, just spreading the good message, picking garbage up and encouraging others to do the same and trying to basically get money to help the homeless. Now, if you've been following our show, now we were in Nairobi, Kenya, Africa. Now, I had my preconceived notions about what Africa was going to be like. I was expecting it to be the wild Serengeti. I never thought of it being like a major city, civilization, whatever. But they had that there. They did. But that's not where we were. We were in a place where the vagabonds were and whatever. And there were these little shacks that were being built that we helped to build. We're picking up all this garbage there. You know, the worse a neighborhood, the worse the environment is, the more poor, the more they just throw their trash everywhere. The trash just all over the place. Now, somehow, I know, we picked up garbage before we had, but somehow it was harder here. You know, I mean, there was the heat, there was the stink, there was the fact there was so much garbage. I wasn't even thinking that this is a culture that would have ordinary litter around here, but they did, but hey, that's why they need our help. I was complaining about how it was too much for me. Organic did not like that. He told me, he said, dude, we're not here so you can be comfortable, okay? These people need our help. That's why we had to come here. They need us. Yeah. And you know what? He was right. He was so right, it was unbelievable. He was absolutely right. It was absolutely right. We need to help. We are here to help. Because the simple fact is that this is a place that especially needed our help. The place was especially, there was a lot of litter everywhere. But I told you, look, I said this before, I'll say it again. This was the hardest we had to go through. I mean, it was the hottest. It smelled terrible. There were bugs, insects, like, all over. They don't just look for dead carcasses. They get all over. It was just unbelievable. 50 minutes after the hour here on the program, cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only. What do you think? Let us know. Come on, call it. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Especially didn't need our help.
look, you've seen those ads about people in third world countries, cultures, whatever, they're not doing so well, whatever. These people on the streets, whatever, in this especially destitute slum. Some places are a little bit better to be homeless in. This is not one of them. As I basically tried to help personally, as I was thinking about whatever, I wish they spoke English. I wish I could have a conversation. See, that's one of the things. We're also here to talk to these people, to befriend them, you know, to have some kind of relationship with them. We're here to do that also. I don't know. All I could think about was how much I wanted to do something that would be beneficial. All I could think about was, I wish we could help more. I wish we could double time it. Once again, the garbage is getting all picked up. Trash is really being taken care of. And we were also helping to put up some of those shacks for them. We're trying to... But I was not a contractor. I was not Mr. Architect. It wasn't going so hot. I keep thinking, maybe I'm just being dang selfish. So what if I am? Maybe I just can't do this. I wish I could just talk to these people. I wish it would help better if I could make friends, but I came across very few of them who spoke English. In Africa, they speak Afrikaans. I know a lot of people basically do know some English, whatever, all over the world, whatever, but most people here did not. I saw some kids playing soccer, and I saw some woman near them, cheering them on, directing them, whatever. I went to go watch. I just sat back, and I saw the kids playing, and I just remember feeling a sense of nostalgia, a wish to go back to a time when things were simpler. I know, look, here's the thing. We all want to go back to being kids again, and being a kid was hard. It was not paradise, but... God, it's so much easier than to be a dang adult. Why were we in such a big hurry to grow up? Why? Because we didn't know life is just going to get harder and harder and harder. But for some people, places like this, it's already harder than it should be. Now, I basically found myself, and she was talking to the kids and whatever. They seemed to love her. She was like a mother hen to them. I wanted to know her. I ran over, tried to talk to her. I said hello. She said hi. She could understand some English, thankfully. I finally found somebody who could somewhat speak the language, finally. I told her about my whole crusade. I told her about McKinleyville and how Organic had taken me under his wing and how we're going around picking up garbage and helping the homeless and whatever and how we were working to better the world. And she looked at me and she said, good for you. Good. Good. May God bless you. May the Lord keep you. I told her how we'd gone all over and done this, and I asked, who was she? Who was she? What was her story? What was she all about? She told me she had a family here. She told me they'd fallen on hard times, and they told me, she says she can't have kids of her own. She's not able to. So she took it upon herself to basically try to be mother surrogate to a lot of the kids here, especially the ones who were kicked out of their own homes, their own families and whatever. She said, I see more and more homeless people out here all the time. And I said, yeah, it's happening everywhere. They're kicking more and more people out on the street. Some people say it's because there's too many people, period. There's an overpopulation problem. Others say it's because technology has advanced to the point that basically we have more people than we know what to deal with, more people than there are jobs and spots available for. People say all kinds of things. I don't know what. I don't know what to do. I said, I know I'm helping, but it's not enough. I told her, the world, look at the world is so big. There are all these places. If we could design a place so we could have civilization everywhere, so we could build homes personally all over, find a place for people to live, things would be better. The world is big enough, and there is enough space so everybody can have a place to live, a home. I mean, even places that seem destitute and whatever, if they just built some more homes and basically they create more jobs for them, things would be better. I'm trying to get them to do all that. I've been helping to put up these shacks, whatever. She said, bless you for it. Look, I know we were doing a hero thing, but to be honest, me personally, it was getting kind of tiresome being a hero all the time. Because the thing is, most people are just too busy and don't care and don't want to get behind the problem. Truth is, well, really, honestly, I wonder how much good we were really going to do. How could we help here? Try to build a structure that could have real homes in them. Even those housing pods like they had in L.A., they charge the homeless have to pay good money, big money, just to spend the night there. It's like a motel room. And the problem is that they have no money. The problem is that there are no jobs available. And I said this before, and I'll say it again. One of the biggest problems is that when technology advances to the point that it does, machines doing things that people do, it just throws people out of work. You know? That's a problem. And now it's always been like that since the industrial age, the turn of the 20th century. And now, in the 21st century, it's gotten so bad. Look how bad things are. Now, look at science fiction. They often tell us in the future they're going to find almost a place for everybody, that we're all going to be living in outer space, on other planets or something. We're able to go from planet to planet. As we plunder Earth, this is the places. But look at our dang solar system. No planet but Earth can support us. Has real fertile life growing in it. It's going to get very far. What are we going to do? It's more than just a problem. It's something that is basically, we're getting deeper and deeper. It's like we're doomed. We're helping. We're doing things around here. We are. But is it really going to be enough? The reason nobody cares is because nobody has time to care. Everyone's got to kind of look out for himself. So the whole system, there's nothing to support it. Organic told me, we're leaving Africa soon, okay? I looked around. I wish I could have gotten to see more of the beautiful city. I wish I could have just got to take it in. I wish. Truth is, I know in a place like this, people especially aren't going to help out. It's not a solid system. And it's a jungle, isn't it? I basically found myself just angry, frustrated, because I felt like we're not doing enough. We can try and do more, but nobody has the time to care. No one cares. I want to go talk to the woman. I realize, you know, in a way, we're all terminal. We're all going to be dead someday. All we can do is basically try to enjoy the time we have now. Try to enjoy it. How do I do that? I asked about her story. She told me that, you know, really, she had been on the street a while. She made a lot of friends here. She looked after the kids. But dang it all, she knows from America, and she'd like to go there. I try to tell her, no, you wouldn't. Look, this problem's in America, too. It's everywhere. There are a few countries that basically make a point to shelter everybody, but this isn't one of them. Things are especially bad where I come from, but even I had to admit it's better than all this. I try not to say anything bad about Nairobi, Kenya. I really am, even though, once again, I couldn't wait to leave. But I like to think us building shacks there, whatever. I like to think that this was the place we had the biggest impact on. It was. We did good there. We didn't just do good. We did great. Great good. But where to next? And what will we do there? Maybe better. I want to continue to make an impact. A big one, a global one. On every single one of you out there right now listening to this somehow, those of you who may hear this, do something about the homeless epidemic that is going on. Do something to help those who don't have a place to sleep, don't have food in their stomach, who are actually good, hardworking people who are basically thrown out on the streets and really couldn't get another job because some people think they've been out of work for so long, it's better just to hire somebody who can work at this point. I encourage you. Fight for it. This problem needs to be stopped. I want to picture this for a second. There are no such thing as vagabonds. There are poor people, but nobody is homeless anymore. Nobody is starving. We have a system that helps everybody. It goes on throughout the world. It's a real thing. I encourage basically everybody to see this and make it happen somehow. You've been listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, here, the one and only. Please call in and let us know at some point. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Please, do something. Help march towards this cure. Do something about it, man. Come on. I want to thank you all for listening. We'll hear me back again next week. And thank you, and good night.